passed away. I've been born again, more than a conqueror. That's what I am, that's what I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man, I'm a new creation. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new, I'm a brand new man. All things have passed away. I've been born again, more than a conqueror. That's what I am. Oh, I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new, I'm a new creation. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Born again, born again, more than a conqueror. That's what I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Know we not, you are a temple. Know we not, you are a temple. Know we not, you are a temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I know, yes, I know, I am. I know, yes, I know, yes, I know. I know, yes, I know, yes, I know. I am a temple, I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Full of praise, full of power, full of praise and power.
Full of praise,
full of power, full of glory.
Full of praise and power, full of praise,
full of power, full of glory. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. I'm walking, I'm walking, I'm walking. Perfection.
Walking up the seven steps unto perfection.
Brother Clayton,
walking up the seven steps unto perfection.
I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Full of praise and power,
full of praise, full of power.
No, we not now. Hallelujah. No, we not. No, we not. No, we not. You are a temple, Ruth.
No, we not.
No, we not.
You are
Hezekiah. Oh, yes. No, we not. No, we not. You are a Kwaku. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we are so thankful, Father, this afternoon for bringing us back into your house. Lord, we commit this afternoon service into your precious mighty hands. Lord, may you come and speak to us and speak to our young people. And Lord, we are now looking up to you, Father, to bless this service. May you bless the song service. May you bless the pastor when he comes to speak to us and to speak to the young people. Lord, we commit everything now into your precious mighty hands. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. How many are temple today? Amen. Temple of what? Doom. Amen. Hallelujah. You are the new temples. When we can't see anymore, you guys will carry on. Let's sing that song there. No, we're not. I have decided to follow Jesus. Oh yes, I have decided to follow Jesus. Have you decided?
I have decided.
Yes.
To follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. It was me.
Wait, please. When you say I've decided to follow Jesus, all the sisters will say yes. Okay? I have decided to follow Jesus. Yes, I have decided to follow Jesus. Yes, okay. I have decided
to follow Jesus.
Oh, I have decided
to follow Jesus.
I can't hear you. Song, I command my feet. These people are sleeping. They are sleeping. Let's go. If it was me in your age, I'll be running around the church. I command my feet to praise the Lord. I command my feet to praise the Lord. And sorry.
You've got to
Let's finish with that song. If any man be born in Christ, is no. Actually, let's sing. Lord, prepare me for a new creation. Lord, prepare me for. Lord, prepare.
Saints, thanks so much, everyone who's come back this afternoon. Let's open Philippians chapter 3. You almost feel you want to take off your jacket and your tie and make it back into youth meetings again. Yes, bro. That's the best thing to do, bro. Get rid of the formality and be as a child. That's what the Lord said. Philippians chapter 3. Let's just get a familiar scripture. We get a thought from there. From verse 7, Paul says, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. Amen. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I'd already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I'm apprehended of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before.
Amen.
I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this to you.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we desire that. To be like-minded with the Apostle Paul. And if this is not real to us, Lord, you said there that you would reveal this even unto us. Father, this pearl of great price, Lord, this great blessing, may you reveal it to us and bless us this afternoon, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's be seated, saints. Just to give a short title, if I had to give it a title this afternoon, if you don't put that on just yet, sister, but to give the title, which is Staying Started. You know, it's so easy for people to get started, but it's not getting started that's important, although it's good, but it's staying started. Because so many people start and they stop from being started, and you have to restart them again. You know, friends, we're living in the age of jump cables, jump leads. The bus at the camp ran out of battery. Brother David had to go and take some time plugging everything, getting the battery going once again. Friends, we don't really want to be Christians that need too many jump leads. No, we do need to be Christians who need to be recharged, because we're rechargeable. Your spiritual life is like a rechargeable battery. And the prophet says, as you come into the presence of God, he says, can't you feel that presence pulsating inside of you now, like the charging of a battery? You know, so that's how we come for fellowship. That's how we pray, we get in the word, because we wanted to keep our battery fully charged. Because friends, to be effective in this age, that's exactly what we need.
Amen.
But my thought this afternoon would be, how do we stay started? Especially to the young people, or people that are coming back to the Lord, or new people. You see, some believers, they've been believers for years and years and years, and they just keep pushing on and on and on.
Amen.
There's others who stop and start and stop and start. Now, the ones that are doing well, the ones that are consistent, the ones that start fulfilling their purpose in Christ, are not a better caliber of person. You're not different flesh and blood than anybody else. But they've learned certain spiritual principles. Now, Brother Cheslin, I really liked what he said the other day about the need to be acclimatized to an atmosphere. You know, you go to the camp and you get into an atmosphere. And it's such a blessed atmosphere, the divine atmosphere. You're in heavenly places. And then you come out and you go home and you start getting out of that atmosphere. And, you know, you don't really want to go too long out of that atmosphere. What you're wanting to do is find the way to keep raising yourself up into the atmosphere until you become acclimatized to that atmosphere. Amen. And that's what's happened to believers that have gone in with the Lord. Like myself, I've been a Christian for almost 40 years now. And I'm acclimatized to that atmosphere. I don't like any other atmosphere. Amen. When I don't get in that atmosphere, when I'm not in fellowship with the Lord, when I'm not in heavenly places for even a short season of time, I just find no purpose in this life. Amen. No, you find no joy in this life. It's like you always want to be in that atmosphere. Amen. And that happens when you get acclimatized to the atmosphere. So we'd like to give you people, especially the young ones today, just some spiritual principles that have helped us. And the timeless principles that if you'll apply them inside of your life, if you'll follow these kind of things, this is how we got acclimatized to this atmosphere. This is how, by the grace of God, when the Lord called us, we got started and we never stopped. Wasn't that we're smart? This friends, the devil's a lot smarter than me. You know, it's not that some people are a better caliber of person. No, but the prophet says you've got to find God's system and stay with that. You find the system God has set. Brother Cheslin was saying this morning, God has only one provided way for anything. No, you can't just meet God any way you want and approach him any way. No, no. You've got to learn these principles, how to approach the Lord. Where do I find him? If I've done wrong, what do I do to get back into that atmosphere once again? You find that's really, really what we're needing as believers. Amen. Now, to every single one of you that was blessed at the camp, was blessed even this morning, those who gave your hearts to the Lord or reconsecrated yourself, never forget one thing is that what is the source of this blessing that you received? Where did this blessing come from? This blessing came from the heart of God. Amen. You know, when God visited you, when God blessed you at the camp, when the Lord called you and you gave your life to him, never forget God has shown his intention to you. Amen. That was God showing his desire for your life. Amen. When the Lord visits you and saves you and then allows you to taste of that heavenly atmosphere, allows you to taste of victory, you know, allows you to taste of a life without the darkness and the oppression and you know, the sin and the guilt inside of your life, God is showing an intention to you. Amen. Now, friends, God doesn't show you an intention today and then change that intention tomorrow. God is eternal. So God has shown you what he always wants to do to you. God always wants to bless you every single day. God wants to bless you the same as he blessed you at the camp. God wants to be as real to you every single day as he was real to you at the camp. Or as he was real when you were in his presence this morning. Now God isn't an Indian giver, the prophet says, that he comes and gives you something at the camp and then he takes it away from you after that. If you start losing that something, it's not God who's taking it away. It's you coming down from the place that you receive it from the Lord. And that's all Satan wants to do. He wants to come in after the camp to try to get you away from the principles that brought you to the blessing. Because if you look back before the camp, or you look at your attitude, like we said, we are so proud of our young people at the camp. Even the people at the camp, when I spoke to Gareth, the manager of Scripture Union there, he said, you guys are really the cream of the people. You know, he said, it's just amazing. He said to Gitana, when she said, "No, I hope you don't mind, did we clean up well enough?" He said, "Out of 100, you're always number one." You know, and our young people, they've said that to us today. They've said, "You guys, young people, what do you do with your young people?" Because other camps, they have churches coming. The boys and girls will be going out meeting secretly at night. And they have a lot of headache. But friends, there's something really wonderful about this group of young people. And our young people, they've learned certain principles already. And the way it is with the kingdom of God, because God's word is the principle that you have to follow. And whenever you follow God's word with the right attitude, you'll always get the right results. Amen. The same results will come every time you follow the same principle as long as your heart is right. Amen. So how did you guys all get so blessed at the camp? Before the camp, you guys got yourself into a certain attitude. You had a certain approach that you followed. And when we're at the camp, how did things build up to the place where they got to? Is you guys had a certain approach, a certain attitude. And that brings a certain atmosphere, and God blesses every time that atmosphere is there. That's what God can manifest himself in. God will come down every time you create the right atmosphere. Amen. So when you guys before the camp, we said, let's have some special consecration and that, and you were joining in. You know, you were laying aside food maybe a little bit during the week before the camp. You were staying away from silly things, foolish things that before would easily beset you. You were putting your focus on spiritual things. Then when we got to the camp, you know, it came time in the morning. Let's come for prayer, everybody. You guys are getting out of bed nice and early, you know, saying, hey, let's put God first. And you came to the prayer meeting and you sang, although your body might have been tired, but you knew, no, I really want to be blessed once again. I want to come in the presence of God. So you forgot about your own comfort for a while. You forgot about your own needs, you know, your own human rights a little bit. And you said, no, I'm going to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And every single time you follow that attitude, you're going to meet the Lord. Amen. God will bless that attitude every single time. Amen. You know, so if you look at the camp, it wasn't that it was just an unexpected thing that took place. No, it was the result of something. Yes. You see, you guys walked a certain way. You had a certain attitude. You're willing to sacrifice, to come to the prayer meeting, to have a service in the morning. Have a, you know, something in the afternoon, have something in the evening. You know, you were willing at that time to say, hey, I'm going to lay aside the things that all my friends are doing. I'm going to lay aside. I'm not going to go and play around on my phone so much. I'm not going to get involved in a lot of these things. I'm not really here for that. I want to focus on the Lord. I want to focus on the things of his kingdom. And because you did that, God blessed you.
Amen.
And now don't forget this. Every time you do that, God will bless you.
Amen.
And as long as you can keep that same attitude after the camp, God's going to keep blessing you. God's going to keep blessing you. Satan's not going to be able to pull you down. Whenever you start getting down, God's going to minister you up. Because remember one thing, it's Satan's responsibility to bring you down from that atmosphere. But it's Jesus' responsibility to keep you there. So he's going to give you gifts in the church. He's already got Brother Chesland blessing us here. He's going to give you youth leaders, Sunday school. He's going to give you fellowship among yourselves. He's going to give you so many resources around you. Jesus, gifts in the body. You know, the body. Christ is now in his church, in his body. He's going to do everything that he can. His order is going to be sincere and faithful to you to keep you in heavenly places. And Satan's going to try to get you down from that place. So it just depends on which one we listen to. That's all that it takes, friends. And after a while as a Christian, you realize there's no virtue, there's no purpose in listening to the devil. Yeah. He never brings forth good fruits inside of your life. Every time you listen to the devil, you always come to disappointment. Every time you listen to the devil, you always come to frustration. You just feel inside of your life that I shouldn't have done that. It seemed to be a good idea, but I shouldn't have done that. But every time you listen to the Lord, where does it lead you to?
Amen.
He's the rewarder of them who diligently seek him. He'll reward you every single time. So what the key to the Christian life is maintaining that attitude. Maintaining that attitude inside of yourself. The moment you lose it, the prophet speaks of this in the message, the lamb and the dove. He says, when Jesus came to the Jordan, he was a lamb. He was the lamb of God. Therefore, his nature was that of a lamb. He was submissive. He was willing to give in. He was willing to give up his rights, lay down his life, whatever it was that pleased his father. Now, he had a certain attitude, and that was the attitude, the nature of a lamb. And as long as he had the nature of a lamb, when he came to the Jordan, the dove of the Holy Ghost could come down on the lamb. Because the dove has to come down on the right kind of an atmosphere, the right kind of a nature. Now, if Jesus had have wanted to claim his own rights, say in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, I'm not going to die for these people, it's too hard, the dove would have left. You see, because the dove can only remain when you are a lamb. Now, you guys in the camp, you were really lambs.
Amen.
Every single person there just about was a lamb willing to be led, Amen. Willing to give in, willing to forsake our rights. We weren't sitting there saying, hey, but normally at this time of the day, this is the time I get on my Xbox and I do this, that, and the other. No. But now they're telling us to go to church at this time. We said, I don't care about my Xbox now. I'm tasting of something sweeter than my Xbox. I'm tasting of a heavenly stimulation. I'm tasting of something wonderful here. So you're willing to lay your rights aside. You know, nobody can force you to a believer, to be a believer. Nobody can force you to accept Christ. No one would ever do that. You made your own choice. Like the song, you decided to follow Jesus. That was your choice. You said, I'm going to take up my cross and I'm going to follow the Lord. And the moment you made that decision and had that attitude, God blessed you. And as long as you keep that attitude, God's going to keep on blessing you. Amen. See, but the problem is sometimes when you come back from the camp, like Brother Daniel was preaching, putting off the old man. While you're at the camp, you're putting off the old man with his unfruitful works, lies and hypocrisy and darkness and all of this kind of stuff. You laid aside that you were starting to put on a new man. No, so your mind was being transformed and you're starting to see things according to the kingdom and you're partaking of spiritual blessings. Wow. The problem is when you come home, Satan's going to do his maximum to get you to put on the old man again. And God can never ever let his blessing come down on the old man. God can only let the blessing come down on the new man. Amen. So as long as you stay in that attitude of the new man and the focus of walking as a new creation in Christ, and following him. And the most important thing is always putting him first. Amen. As long as you keep Jesus first in your life, you are never going to lose the favor of God inside of your life. Now, if you're really saved, even if you put other things ahead of the Lord, Brother Cheston said today, he said a church can be backslidden and it can have lost its, you know, the power of God and that. The blood of Jesus is still there. God still looks down and loves the church. So even if you and I, well, we always do, when you fall and if you fail and you fall short, no, it doesn't mean that you've lost your covenant with God. No, but you lose the blessing. When Samson sinned, he never lost his covenant. He lost the blessing. When Abraham went out of the promised land, he never lost his covenant. He lost the blessings of the covenant. So when we are sincere about this new covenant, we've made an agreement. Jesus, I've given you my life. I've given you my all. It doesn't matter if my friends don't follow me. I'm still going to follow you. Yeah. Keep that attitude and Jesus is going to bless you. And you're going to go higher and you're going to go further and Christ is going to take you into wonderful things. And you're going to go from one experience to another. He's going to take you from salvation, justification. Then he'll start cleaning your life, sanctification. Then he'll fill you with the Holy Ghost. Then he'll start using you. And you'll be the youth leaders of tomorrow. You'll be the singers composing the music, musicians, the evangelists. Whatever it is that God has for you, you'll now start going. And Christ will be taking you into your position in Christ. But the key thing, if you want to stay started, you've got to keep that right attitude. Amen. The moment that attitude changes, friends, and you start saying, I have my rights. No, I'm not going to get up tomorrow in the morning. I'm tired of getting up every morning to pray with others. No, I want my own time. That's okay. Jesus is a gentleman. He stands at the door and knocks. He never forces. He says, that's fine. But he's grieved. He says, hey, if only you wouldn't do that, because I can't bless that kind of an atmosphere. I can't bless that kind of a decision that you make. And he teaches us, like Brother Cheslin said, now he teaches us, the blessing goes away for a season because it's important for him to teach us a lesson. And then you start getting dry in your life and you start getting tempted by the world again. But now you've tasted of heavenly places at the camp. You've tasted of something so sweet. And now you go back to those old things again. We had our friend we testified to back in Zimbabwe, Brother Shepherd Mwendopoli. And he was a shoe designer. And he was a real worldly guy. You know, he was one of the big guys in the disco. He used to be on adverts on TV for Barter Shoe Company because he's a good-looking guy. And he was a powerful guy, a sportsman. He played rugby for our province, for Midlands. And then I testified to him one day, and he came to the Lord. And he repented. He was going out. Anybody who knows from Zimbabwe knows Nyagumbo. Remember the minister? He was going out with Nyagumbo's daughter. She was a very beautiful girl. But he was like Moses. He esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than all the treasures of you. He turned his back on everything. Anyway, he was a powerful brother, very good at testifying. And then after about 6-7 months of being a believer, Barter Shoe Company, where he worked for, he was a shoe designer. They said, we need to send you to Italy for a course for 6 months. Now, there's no fellowship, no Christianity in where he was going, you know. So he said, hey, brother, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. But I said, brother, the Lord's worked in your life. He's called you. You'll be okay. He went. We waited. Those days, there was no WhatsApp. There was no, you know, even email. This was in the early 1990s. And we never heard much. He wrote a few letters and that. And then when he came back, I said, "Hey, Brother Shep, how did it go?" He said, "Ah, brother, it was bad." I said, "How was it bad?" He said, "I was fine. I was in the Word. I was reading my seals, reading my church ages." But after a few weeks, the guy said to me, "Hey, Shep, let's get down to the nightclub." And he says, "I got tempted and I went to the nightclub." I said, "What happened there?" He said, "Brother, when I got inside of there, I realized there was something inside of me that could never enjoy that nightclub again. And for me to enjoy the nightclub, I had to force that thing out of me. And I decided I never want to do that." I said, "You say you did bad there." I said, "Praise the Lord, you did well, brother. That's overcoming. He was tempted in the flesh, but the Lord had done something inside of him that he realized, I can't enjoy these things anymore." Amen. He went back, but now the Lord's done something. That's the new birth. Now you're a new creation in Christ. The new creation rejoices in fellowship, in the Word. It wants that atmosphere all the time. You may come down for a season. The prophet says you may be tempted. A dove can find itself on in a bar room for a season, but it won't stay there long. You start, this isn't really what I thought it was going to be. Because Satan will build up inside of your mind what you've left behind. And you'll try to make it and say, remember how good it was, like with Nelly Sanders. Remember how you used to dance and remember the competitions you used to win. Then you go back there and you find it's completely not what you thought that it was. Because something's changed inside of you. Oh, friends, that's all that you want inside of you. And just keep following that thing through. You know, so these principles of the Word that we need to follow. Think of how you came to the Lord. You put Jesus first. You took him at his word. You said, "Jesus, you laid down your life for me. I believe in you. I need you." And you just came to him sincerely. You believed his word. He was the one who drew near to you. Yeah, because it says, "No man comes unto me unless my Father draws him first." He first came to you, and you just responded to that visitation. Before the camp, and he was persuading you, and you were feeling, "Okay, let me prepare myself in a different kind of a way this time. Let me go to the camp this time, not just to go and play around with my friends between the meetings, but let me go and really listen this time. Let me go and really seek if the Lord will do something for me." Now, you approach things in a certain way. You put the Lord ahead of you. And friends, whenever you do that, the Lord is always going to bless you. Amen. So it's this attitude. The key to it is never lose your sincerity. The sincerity that you have now. The genuineness, that simplicity that you have now, that focus of putting Jesus first, putting the kingdom of God first, all you've got to do is maintain that. Amen. Now, you say, but how do we maintain that? Now, of course, God is great because God gives us so many resources. He gives us gifts and resources and so forth for us to maintain that. So what I did just to help, especially the new ones, if you can put it for us, sister, I made a little thing called The Believer's Getting Started Guide. I was thinking to change the name to calling it The Believer's Staying Started Guide. Now, I just want to show you. This is something which I've got some. We're going to give one to each of the guys that gave their hearts to the Lord. Afterwards, I also put it on the forums if anybody wants to have a look. But I want to show you some of the resources that you can use if you wanted to stay started. Because I know it's easy for us to go and you wake up in the morning and you say, "Okay, what am I supposed to do now?" You're young as a believer. You don't really know how to pray. You don't really know where to read in the Bible. You know, your parents are telling you, "You need to listen to the message." And you say, "Hey, there's 1,200 messages. And where do I listen to the message?" It's some of these things. So I thought maybe just to make a small thing called The Believer's Getting Started Guide. If you go down to the very beginning, the first thing I said is you and the Bible. Because your Christian life is based and is dependent 100% on your relationship with the Bible. Because you can never, ever separate God from his word. Amen. The word is God. So the prophet says that. He says a Christian reads their Bible and prays every day. Amen. He says you are only as strong as the word in you. So your spiritual strength, the fuel to keep that battery charged, is going to be dependent on your relationship with the Bible. You are going to need that. Jesus said to the devil, "Man shall not live by flesh, by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." So we need to know this. I just put the first thing. You know, when you're singing at the camp about phone, you've got to praise the Lord. This is how you make your phone praise the Lord. You don't download just Minecraft and all these other things, but you download a Bible app on your phone. Amen. Oh, friend, so that if you don't have your Bible with you, you're sitting somewhere, you got your phone. Those of you young guys have a phone. You get into a Bible app. Your Bible is always there, and the Bible app is full of good resources. And there's good old commentaries like Matthew Henry and them to help you to understand the word. There's like chain references if you're trying to find out, okay, I want to find out more about this word or about this verse, or they're not similar verse. There's so many things that will help you when you get to know it. But so this one is free. I'd said it to Nadia the other day. She wanted to know. I said, download Olive Tree. I've used it many times. And in Olive Tree, you can download different Bible versions. So if you're young and you struggle with the King James Version English, no, you can download King James Bible and download whatever, the ESV, you know, the English Standard Version, which is going to give you a simpler way of reading if you find that you need that when you begin. So, but to have a Bible app. This one now they're charging, I think, about €3. This is one I use. It's a lovely, lovely Bible app. But they're very, very good. So it's so good to have that resource with you all the time. If you're too young, you don't have a phone, no problem. Your parents. Then I just put this principle again, which you did once before. How to read the Bible. Now, we'll start very simple. The first thing, if you remember the four principles of reading your Bible, the first one was read and pray. Because the Bible is a spiritual book. This is God in print form. God is hidden in these pages. His virtue, his power, his revelation is in between the lines here. You can see the ink, but God is hidden somewhere behind the ink in another dimension. So we need to approach this book the right way. That's why sometimes people read the Bible and say, it's boring, I don't understand. No, you can never. Anybody in the days of Jesus who approached Jesus the right way always received a blessing. Amen. And if you approach your Bible the right way, you'll always receive a blessing. And the very first thing we need to do, we need to pray. Now it says, John 1, the word is God. So we need to read and we need to depend on the Spirit. Whenever you're reading, when you're at the camp, why was the word so sweet? Because of the atmosphere you were hearing it in. You had heard those things many times before, maybe read them yourself, but they never had such an impact on you. Why? Because of the atmosphere you read them in. Amen. But when you're in a spiritual frame of mind, when you've got a contrite spirit, a humble spirit, and you're coming before the Lord, and you're coming in the morning and saying, Lord, my soul is hungry. I need to hear from you. Lord, speak to me. Brother Chesson was showing the word is spiritual manna for us. You know, it's revelation. It's like God speaking to you. When God speaks, you can never be the same. There's a quickening power. There's life in God's word. But you've always got to approach him the right way. Like I say, if you've just been playing your games and you're on social media and you know watching foolish things, and then you pick up your Bible and you think you're going to receive much from God like that, it doesn't work like that. In order for us to receive what he did at the camp, there was a process we went through first to prepare ourselves. And we got our spirits into a certain place, our soul into a certain place. And because of that, those same things we had heard before became life to us now. They became rich. They became food. You said, oh my, I never knew it was so powerful like that. Now, that's what God wants to do to us every single day. But we need to approach him the right way. We need to approach him prayerfully. And we need the Holy Spirit to be his own interpreter. God will teach you the truth of the word. Amen. Jesus said, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, the Holy Ghost, he will lead you into all truth. Amen. You know, so you will find God will teach you. That's the greatest way that you can learn the Bible, is let God teach you. That doesn't mean we don't have questions and have ministries. We need those things. But it's so sweet when you and the Lord get yourself together. And God teaches you from his word. God speaks you from the word. You will come from there. And when the devil comes and says boo, you're going to say boo back until he doesn't say boo again. Because you've got the sword of the Spirit. You're like Jesus, filled with the word when he came from Jordan. And Satan came to him, turned the stones to bread. It's written. Huh? Jesus said, you got no chance, buddy. And Satan realized now there was something different about Jesus. Now, God wants that same principle inside of us. The second thing, if you go down a little bit, sister, is read and meditate. This is where we lose our virtue when you read in the Bible. We just, okay, I remember Keith Green once made a little tract, it was a nice one called Devotion or Devotions. And there was a guy sitting in his closet and he was looking at his watch. He knew he had to do his 30-minute devotion. And he had a countdown going, you know, 10, 9, 8. He's just trying to get his devotions finished. It's a duty to him. And it's not something done with devotion. You're just doing your devotions. You know, there's a big difference. No, you don't want it to be like that. And it's so easy, just okay, like Brother Oliver was saying about reading so many chapters in a day. You can say, okay, Mike, I haven't read my 3 chapters, so let me quickly read this one. You don't get much from the word like that. Amen. Because the power in the word is to read and to meditate on the word. Now, what is it to meditate? Joshua is told in Joshua 1, thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Take this word and meditate in it. And then in Psalm 119, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. So meditation in yellow, the definition, is thinking over, dwelling on, and applying to yourself the various things about the works and ways and purposes and promises of God. So you take in the word and you're reading something and saying, what does this mean to me? And you're thinking about, oh my, if the Lord did that for Joshua, why can't he do the same to me? Amen. You see what you're doing? You're starting to apply to yourself. You're putting yourself, look, you're looking at blind Bartimaeus and saying, blind Bartimaeus, imagine how hopeless he felt. But then he heard Jesus was passing by. And he cried out to him and Jesus stood still. My, Jesus is the same today. I can cry out to him now and he can stand still. You see, so you're applying the scripture, you're bringing the word into your situation. And sometimes that takes a bit of time because our minds need to be washed, need to be renewed. Remember we saw it at the camp? You need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Our natural minds are negative. Our natural minds are fallen. Our natural minds don't understand spiritual things, so it takes some time. Sometimes you take in a truth that's God's truth in seed form. It's so powerful because your mind is all confused. That seed cannot find a bedding ground to germinate. But when now you pray first, and then you take the word and you allow God, give that word enough time to start speaking to you, to start making itself real to you through meditating on the word. Now, giving time to the Lord. Listen to what the prophet says. He says, you know, the way to find God is to meditate upon God, to think of God. David spoke of it. How would he bind, how he would bind the laws on his bedpost? How he would meditate there and day and night. The prophet says, and if our minds would be more taken up on God and the things pertaining to God, it would be so much easier to live a victorious life in Christ. Amen. He would be with us. You see, but the problem is now we separate our lives into boxes. And we say, okay, this is my time. And then I'm going to give the Lord later on his time. So now we fill up our time all morning. Maybe I'm going to give myself the morning. And we fill our minds with so many other things. We watch all these things on YouTube. I hope you don't watch anything on TikTok, but all these people send us all these things from TikTok about dogs doing this and all these different things that take place. And you can look at, maybe they're not sinful things, but you get your mind so clogged up with things that have got no virtue. And then you say, oh, it's time for me to give the Lord his time. And then you're taking the word and your mind is at a frequency of the world. Your mind is at such a contrary frequency from spiritual things and heavenly places. Then you give the Lord his 30 minutes in the word. Okay, I gave the Lord his time and you're back to your time again. Can you see that God can never fully bless a life like that? If you just give him a little bit, that's all he'll take. He'll say, thank you very much. Because God is a gentleman. But friends, when you start, like we're at the camp, when you start giving the Lord sufficient so that he can get the job done in your life, every single time you'll keep the work going inside of your life. And Satan knows that. That's why Satan's most powerful weapons are 2 things: procrastination and distraction. Those are the 2 things he attacks us with. Procrastination, we saw it at the camp, putting it off till tomorrow. Now, and I'll get serious with the Lord tomorrow. There's multitudes of people in the regions of the lost now who said, I'll get right with God tomorrow. And tomorrow never came. That's how the Bible says today is the day of salvation. When God is dealing with you, respond straight. You don't know if you have a tomorrow. And the second thing is distraction. We're living in such a complex, distracted age that we have our phones with us all the time. And the moment you start to yield to the Spirit and get in a spiritual frequency, Satan knows just to get one of those worldly people to pop you something on WhatsApp and you brrr, your phone goes, you look, and now he's pulling you away. You're going in the right direction. Now he pulls you back into this dimension here once again. Can you see why we need some discipline? And when we're at the camp, we were disciplined. Everyone was disciplined with their time. We were willing to give sufficient time for God to get the job done inside of us. And God is always faithful when you give him the right opportunity. Give him the right resources. He's going to build his kingdom inside of your life. But don't restrain God by keeping back the resources. And one of the most powerful of them is time. Now the third one, we've already spoken about it. Read and apply. What does it mean for me? You know, I love that. I love the personal promises of God. You know, like somebody once said, the personal pronouns of the Bible. Yeah, you, he. When you read about the Lord, he said this to you. You could put your name in the you. That's what John Quartz did and Willie Pruitt. Remember when the captain was dying on the boat that day and his name was John Quartz and he was lying on the bed and he was sick, dying. And he said, is there no Christian in the boat in those olden days? And they said, yes, there's a young boy. His name's Willie Pruitt. He's a Christian. They brought him the cabin boy and they brought him to the captain. And he said, son, are you a Christian? He said, yes, sir. I said, do you have a Bible? Can you say something to me? I'm sick. He says, no problem. Let me get the Bible. And he brought him and he read to him Isaiah 53. By his stripes are we healed. And he said, but captain, do you know the way my mom used to read it to me? He used to tell me, Willie, put your name there. By his stripes was Willie Pruitt healed. Amen. And the captain said, can you put my name there? He says, certainly. By his stripes was John Quartz healed. He said, I see it. And the Lord healed him. Because he made the word personal to him. That's why Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come. You have every right, legitimate right, to put yourself there. Because it's whosoever will. Yeah. What does the Bible say about them who call upon the name of the Lord? Everyone that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That everyone is a powerful word. You're part of everyone. You can put your name there. You can say, hey, say, if I call upon the name of the Lord, I shall be saved. You see, the word starts becoming personal. And the moment you take the word personal, God starts taking his word personally towards you as well. And he starts vindicating and confirming and proving his word to you. So we need to apply the word. And the final one I just put is, read and share. We shouldn't be selfish. If God blesses you with something, share it with your friends. You know, I'm glad that you young guys, many of you joined the DCF Youth Forum yesterday. Don't keep it empty. You know, when we were blessed so much on Friday by Brother Cheslin, you saw yesterday I put those quotes on the forums. Those were all from Brother Cheslin from Friday's service. When Brother Cheslin said that pride, what? Pride hears only what it wants to hear. And I just added a bit more and I said, humility hears what it needs to hear. And then I put boom. And all those, and then he said about defeat. Yeah, defeat is not permanent, yeah? Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Giving in makes it permanent. I remember the quote. He said, so you'll find something strikes you. The moment you take it and you share it, it makes it even more real to you. Because the Bible says, he who waters shall be watered himself. It says, give and it shall be given unto you. You know, so if you find something blesses you, drop it on the forum. You know, if you find a scripture, a quote, something that's, say, this is really good. Bless other people with it and God will bless you for doing that. And like I say, that's the correct way of using your phone. Now, beyond that, because of our relationship with the Bible, I put some key Bible verses now so that you can take them away with you. To those that have just received Christ now or thinking to receive Christ, this is called the Romans Road of Salvation. It's from the book of Romans. And look at these scriptures, how Paul brings them one after another. Romans 3 verse 23. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There's an all there. And you and I in that all. So every one of us has sinned and fallen short of God's glory. Romans 5 verse 12. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, Adam, and death through sin, so death spread to all men. Because all have sinned. So we're all subject to death. We separate from God. We're born with no spiritual life. Yeah, we do. Our spiritual life is dead. We need it to be resurrected. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So the wages of sin, if you're just going to live your whole life and say, when I get there, I'll see what it's like, you're going to receive your wages.
Amen.
Which is condemnation, because you and I are all sinners. Then the final one says, but if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen.
See how simple that it is. For with the heart you believe, one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved.
Amen.
You know, so if you believe, you look at Jesus on the cross, you see him dying there and you say, I know that was for me. I deserved to die. I've done wrong, but I'm so glad he died for me. Then you believe that God raised him from the dead. All you've got to do is believe and confess.
Amen.
So you come and confess with your lips and say, I want to give my life to the Lord. Do you believe Jesus is Lord? I believe Jesus is my Lord. You confess with your lips. Then you come and you confess in baptism. You make a public confession of your faith. Just say, I'm confessing publicly here. Jesus is Lord. I believe that he died for me. I believe my sins were washed away when his blood was shed. I believe he rose from the dead and he's going to lead and guide me every day of my life. So that's all that we need to do. It's not a complicated thing. So I put it inside of there. So you young ones that are thinking about salvation, go and meditate on those scriptures a little bit. Go and give the word time, opportunity to speak to you. It'll start becoming real. Okay, then I put a lot of scriptures on water baptism. We're not going to go through them now because that's not what you're trying to do. But here's scriptures on water baptism. For you guys that are looking to be baptized, if you wanted to prepare yourselves for baptism, the way you get blessed by anything in the kingdom of God is by getting in the spirit of that thing.
Amen.
And the way you get in the spirit of water baptism is you go into the word about water baptism. And you prayerfully meditate upon the scriptures. Take the scriptures, read the verses before or after. Yeah, and the Lord will start to speak to you and God will start to put you into the spirit of water baptism. Because we have many people you baptize, but they're not in the spirit of water baptism when you baptize them. Yeah, so God doesn't bless them in the way that he can bless them. Jesus, when he went to the Jordan to be baptized, he was fully in the spirit of water baptism. Yeah, and when John put him in the water, he came out, the dove came straight down, the voice came from heaven, this is my beloved son.
Glory.
And that's what you want. So you want to get in the spirit. How do you get in the spirit? Get in the word.
Amen.
So take it, and when you're at home, and you know, go reading through those scriptures, and if you've got a Bible app, it'll point you to other scriptures as well. And meditate on those things, and pray, and put yourself in the scriptures, and so forth. So
Amen. It's
got all of them. So those, as many as received his word, were baptized. John says, he who comes after me is mightier than I. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Then you keep on going down the Holy Ghost. Then I put the other scriptures. These are all baptism scriptures.
Amen.
So if you want to get in the spirit of water baptism, just spend your time when you have your morning devotion. Spend your time with the Lord in prayer and then get yourself in the word and see how God will clothe you in the right atmosphere.
Amen.
God will start preparing your heart through the word. As long as your heart is sincere, you continue the right attitude that you've had right the way through the camp, God will continue to quicken the word to you, and God will put you in the right spirit for baptism. What about the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Because there's people looking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. How do you get in the spirit of it? Get in the word.
Amen.
Here's the scriptures. By one spirit you're all baptized. Acts 2 verse 38, be baptized, you shall receive the Holy Ghost. Acts 1, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Keep going, sister. There's lots of them. Luke 4, 24. Behold, I, Jesus, am sending the promise of my Father upon you. Put yourself there. Jesus is sending the promise of the Father, the Holy Ghost, upon you. You've got to let that become personal. Jesus, you promised to send the promise of the Father to me. There's a promise that you can claim. And God will always be faithful to his promise. Acts 1 verse 5, John baptizes. What about you will be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days now? Why? And you can keep on going. Jesus, John 3, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. You know, so you get in the Spirit. And he has other scriptures as well about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And saints, it's such a wonderful thing to get in the word concerning the promises that you're seeking. And that's what I thought, to put them for people because people don't know where to find them. So try to give something that when you're starting off, this will get you started, but then God will take over from there and take you into this, that, and the other. But at least it's a starting point. Like I said, a getting started guide. The final thing on this, we don't have much more to go now, is get involved. If you want to keep in heavenly places, if you want the Lord to keep working inside of your life, get involved. 1 Peter 2 verse 15 says we need to be lively stones, living stones. Now don't just come to church, let everybody else do everything and you just sit in the back there and say, okay, Brother George, you put me in the Spirit now. Or let the minister come and say, okay, I want the minister now to put me in the Spirit. No, find something to do.
Amen.
Why can't you as a young person encourage the other young people? Yeah. Yeah, if you see one young person, they're sleeping in church, yeah, you can go to them after church and say, hey, brother, let's pray. Or sister, let's team up together and pray because it seems like you're struggling in church these days. That's being a lively stone.
Amen.
Yeah, so whatever you have, the scripture says, what is in your hand? Whatever you've got in your hand, put it in the hands of the Lord. Use it for his glory.
Amen.
No, be, and I said there, always be in your post of duty. Hebrews 10 verse 15.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus is always faithful to you. He keeps every appointment. As far as you possibly can, you keep your appointments with him. If it's a youth meeting, you make sure you're there. It doesn't matter if nobody else comes. It doesn't matter how you feel. You say, no, Jesus, when you went to the cross, you didn't feel like it. But you knew it was needed to be done, and such a blessing came from it. So I'm not going to lean on my feelings. I'm going to do what's right.
Amen.
So stay faithful. If it's prayer meeting and you're able to come, never have a time where you say, I got too much homework on Friday. I need to stay at home and do my homework. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Because now you've changed your attitude again. Now you put yourself first and you put God down the way and you expect the blessings. No, it's not going to continue like that. You got to stay as a lamb. And in Hebrews, he says, do not forsake the assembling of one another together. This is really a secret, even for all believers. You find you can't keep the victory because sometimes you're not following the right principles. There's so many times we come to church and all of us, you don't feel well, you feel discouraged, but my friend, you never leave like that.
Amen.
You never leave the same as you came. If you come genuinely, you always get blessed by the end. Brother Chesley was speaking that testimony about the minister in the church who was sitting groaning with such a big headache in the church. And Brother Chesley was preparing for the service and thought, let me quickly run home and go and get him some, you know, some paracetamol or whatever. Then he thought, no, we're in the house of God. He's in there, let's leave it like that. And by the end of the service, the minister was coming, or the deacon, whatever, giving a testimony, you know, to say how the Lord had ministered the headache off him during the time of the service.
Amen.
But some of us, we are only on a Sunday. You see, but the Lord, he's got different appointments even during the week. As far as you possibly can, it's not a law. God doesn't want us to do it because we're compelled. But this is a principle. If you are faithful in the post of duty, God will always meet you there. But there's an empty seat there. I know who used to sit in the seat every week, but he hasn't been for a few weeks. And you find God will addressing all of his needs. But he's not there. God was faithful. God played his part faithfully, but we have to play our part as well.
Amen.
And God will bless you because of that.
Amen.
Like I say, if there's a youth camp, make sure you book early. Make sure if there's a youth camp. You know, if you're going to go away, if the Sunday school's going to have a trip, make sure you go on the Sunday school trip. Play your part.
Amen.
Encourage the Sunday school teacher, and God will bless you. Be an encouragement to others. You know, so get involved in the things. Then I put the scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will all these things, your exams, like Brother Cheston was saying, you'll beat your classmates. Friends, let me tell you the principle of the word. You stay home on a Wednesday. I remember back in Zimbabwe, our pastor used to say that. He says, you'll stay home on a Wednesday saying, I need to study for my exam tomorrow. You never get any studying done. Or when you study, it does you no virtue. But when you go to the house of the Lord and then you come back even 30 minutes after church, 1 hour in the morning early, God quickens that study.
Amen.
You get your exam, you find you've got exactly the questions, the things you're studying are in the paper.
Amen.
I've seen that happen so many times in life. It's a principle. You're living, say, Lord, I'm putting you first. I'm going to take care of your business. You take care of my business.
Amen.
And God is very, very faithful. Now, the final thing is, just to help the people, you and the message, to help our young ones. So we've looked at you and the Bible. Now let's look at you and the message. The message is such a powerhouse of a resource for the end time. This is God's hidden manna for the age. This is his divine counsel for the age. So how do you get into the message? First, you want your phone to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Friends, some people, when you get onto the Apple App Store, it's going to be shocked when you start searching for spiritual things. You know, that App Store is going to be saying, but hey, what's going on here? It was just games, social media, games, social media. Now all of a sudden you're searching for the table. Ah! Or you get onto the Google Play Store. Your phone will probably turn off a little bit for a while and then come back on again. And say, are you sure you're doing the right thing here? But God will bless you for that sense. Go and download the table. You'll find that icon there. That gives you access to every single message. And the blessing is not just to read it, but you can click on a single quote and press play, and you hear the prophet preaching it from that quote. It's a blessing to those that have never had it, but go and get the table. And now, which messages should you start listening to? You can, your mom, your dad, other people, other brothers can add much more than this, but I just wanted to get you started. Messages about Jesus. Amen. Go and listen to, there it is, 60:09:25, that day on Calvary. Friends, that is a powerful message if you want to see what Jesus did for you, what Calvary means to you, or the cruelty of sin. Oh, friends, the problem is, the reason some people don't really appreciate the message because they've never given it a fair chance. They've never ever got into the message. They never really listened to it. And the good thing is that you can listen and read at the same time. It'll scroll along with you. As he preaches, it moves to the next quote and it highlights exactly. It's so nice. It's a blessed thing, saints. What about messages about the new birth? If you're looking, say, am I born again? How can I be born again? You must be born again.
Amen.
Go and listen to that message. Go and prayerfully listen to that message. Go and meditate over that message. I should have put one more thing up there on reading your Bible or even listening to the message. The fifth thing is read and take notes. I forgot to put it in. Read and take notes. You'll find you listening to the message. Keep your notebook there. The prophet hits a certain something. He starts speaking about Abel and his lamb. Abel dying with his lamb on the altar. Say, that's powerful. Pause. Write it in your notebook. Abel and his lamb. Abel died with his lamb on the altar. Keep listening. Tomorrow when you get up in the morning, you're not too sure what to read in your Bible, go and read about Abel and his lamb. And you'll find there's a momentum, the same blessing that was in the message. You now follow it through the word. It'll quicken, it'll get deeper, it'll get richer, and things will become more and more real to you. And you'll be so blessed, you'll end up telling the other people on the youth group.
Amen.
Just say, guys, have you ever listened to this message? It's wonderful to do that. Now here's your messages preparing for water baptism now. So you guys that are wondering, how can I prepare this week? You know, I had one young brother say, I don't really feel I'm prepared yet. I said, that's fine. Let me show what you're going to show this afternoon, the resources that can help you prepare. And give these resources an opportunity. Give God an opportunity to minister through his word. And by the time you get to Friday, I really do believe you'll feel prepared to go to water baptism. Because the Lord would have clothed you, put you in the spirit of what you're doing. So, 1959, the message is called water baptism. Go and listen to that message. Oh, friends, the prophet is really teaching about water baptism. Amen. Then here's the good one now, the lamb and the dove. About Jesus when he was baptized, why the Holy Ghost came upon him. What about 55? I love this message. The approach to God. How to approach God. How to approach the Lord the right way. How to approach, and God is in his word, how to approach water baptism the right way. How to approach the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You're going to learn principles inside here that are very powerful, friends. Now, just those three messages there is probably 3-4 hours of listening time. And the good thing with you guys, you're on school holidays. Wow, I think it worked out perfectly. You know, no one can spend the whole day in the Word. None of us do that. You can only spend so much time, then you need to go and refresh yourself and do other things. But as much time as you possibly can, you never regret it. It's a blessed thing. And if you have your MP3 player, your phone, whatever that it is, no, when you're going to bed, put on a little bit of the lamb and the dove.
Amen.
Turn it off. When you wake up in the morning, first thing, Before you do that, put on the lamb and the dove. Listen to some more. Friends, what a blessed start to the day. It's not going to be hard for you to get into prayer that morning now. Because you've allowed the Lord to come and encourage. You've allowed the Lord now to come and minister you into the Spirit. So those are messages for water battle. Let's go down to the last page. No, up a little bit. Yeah. What about messages about Christian growth? Yes, I'm a believer, but I don't seem to have really got anywhere. I was baptized years ago, but I'm not really doing so well. Why are people so tossed about? Go and listen. Then Brother Bram's going to explain exactly why you are where you are and how you can go deeper. That's one of my favorite messages. I've listened to it so many times. What about, why is it that so many Christians find it hard to live a Christian life? You might be saying, I'm having a hard time trying to live a Christian life. God says, no problem. There's a message called, why is it so many Christians have a hard time living a Christian life? I mean, what more do we want the Lord to do for us? I mean, hey, that's the perfect answer to the question. But the problem is that we don't use the resources. The Bible says, my people perish through lack of knowledge. That's what it is. But God has given us such resources. Those messages, what about this one here? Hear his voice. Many young people know that I've recommended that message to them. Amen. The importance of hearing God's voice. How can you hear God's voice? Samuel, as a young man, he learned how to hear God's voice. The prophet is showing you how you can hear God's voice, how God can speak to you. You could spend hours and hours just meditating on the truths and following them through just from that message during the week. And imagine how much power you would have at the end of that. Now, go and do your other things. Spend time with your friends. Do the other things. Hey, enjoy your school holidays. But like I said from the beginning, be careful. Don't put God in the corner now. Don't put him number two and expect the glory to last. It doesn't last like that. You've got to keep that same attitude. Just say, I want to keep putting the Lord first. I want to keep in the Spirit. I want to stay in the Word as much as you possibly can. Now, the final one, messages when seeking the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Somebody asked me for that. Brother JP asked me for that. Messages when seeking the Holy Ghost. Okay, we know those ones. What is the Holy Ghost? What is the Holy Ghost given for? Questions and answers on the Holy Ghost. That's obviously the ideal place to start. Because he says you can never receive the Holy Ghost if you don't know what it is. Right. And how will you know that you received it if you don't know the results that it brings? So he takes it in a Bible study to go and show what is the Holy Ghost, what was the Holy Ghost given for, and so forth. Then, a super sense. That's the one we were saying at the camp. The prophet said to Charlie Cox, go and listen to that message. Because that message has such a powerful quickening on it. Amen. It's also called faith is the sixth sense. It used to be called that. But it's a super sense. You listen to that message. It'll quicken your faith as you're holding on to the promises of God. The church and its condition. The church and its condition speaks of the lamb and the dove.
Amen.
How the church gets itself out of the Spirit with its gossip and all these other kinds of things. And then he gets it onto Samson, which the brother was preaching this morning. Once more, Lord. How the Lord brings the glory back. When you realize that, hey, my tongue is the thing that's keeping the glory of God from my life. You know, I'm not a lamb anymore. Finishing off, be certain of God.
Amen.
Those are wonderful messages. Whenever you're claiming a promise from God, those messages help tremendously. If you're looking for healing, go and listen to Be Certain of God.
Amen.
It goes very, very well together with a total deliverance. How God doesn't call you to be a half Christian. He wants to give you a total deliverance.
Amen.
He wants you to be the real package.
Amen.
You know, so it shows a total deliverance. And the final ones, token.
Glory.
Now, friends, you could listen to the token message. I'm not exaggerating. For the rest of your life.
Amen.
And you'll never exhaust the virtue in that message.
Amen.
Because a prophet takes about 6 or 7 messages and he puts them into one. And it just goes from one thing, hitting all the highlights. You could dig in that message, the spiritual truth. The prophet says, outside of the regular commission of the seals, is that it was the most inspired message I ever preached, was the token. And in the evening, he balanced it. He came and he preached desperations. No, friends, I've just given you just some resources there. The Lord stores up the granary. The Lord stores up the food. The Lord makes available all the resources that we need. The Lord never called you as young people at the camp and then just left you by yourself.
Right.
He doesn't do that. He doesn't want it to be like that. Amen. So the final thing is now, God has surrounded you with people who love you. God has given you godly parents. God has given you Sunday school teachers, youth leaders. God has given you other brothers and sisters who are walking with the Lord that are your same age. God has surrounded you with people that can help you and encourage you. So, if it was me, knowing that the young people in the mornings are waking up early in the mornings and encouraging themselves in prayer, and I want to stay in the Spirit, I said, look, I know it's maybe not going to be too easy for me just by myself because maybe I'm a little bit sleepy. I'm not too disciplined, but let me join that group. So in the morning, they can phone me up and wake me up when they wake the other ones up so that I can keep things going like the camp. Because at the camp, people had to wake me up and say, come and pray. And when I went and prayed, I never regretted it. So you want to try to find some system now outside of the camp that can help you to keep yourself going. And you're going to find these young people that are waking up and praying and reading the Bible and putting prayer requests and encouraging one another. If you want to keep walking with the Lord, join yourself with them. And like we said at the camp, we have Brother George and the saints that come on Fridays and they pray all night. And if you wanted to learn how to pray and get deeper and deeper into the things of the kingdom, why not come and join them when they come and pray? Amen. You see, by just giving God the opportunity, giving him the time, exactly as at the camp, you gave him sufficient opportunity to deal with you. And he dealt so faithfully with you. Let's keep giving him the opportunity to deal with us. And God has given us all of these resources. So we'll do the Bible study on Wednesday. We'll focus it on the youth once again. You know, whoever's got a gift, a ministry, a calling, an office in the church, we'll all try to help these young people. And friends, the final point is, Brother Chesland this morning was reading from Timothy, my son in the gospel. What really, really helps young people is when the other, especially the senior youth, watch over them. That helped me so much when I became a Christian. There was brethren, old in the faith. One was a deacon from our church, Brother Manucci. I'm still in touch with him. And he used to call me, Brother Andrew, come to my house on Tuesday. I'd go to his house. How are you doing? How are things going? Ah, brother, sometimes it's not. It's okay, brother. Let me show you this in the Word. And then we'd go into his study, get on our knees, and we'd pray, and then I'd go home. And you had people that were like that, were watching over your souls. People that are watching and encouraging you. Because friends, we need that kind of an encouragement, especially in a place like Dublin, especially in like an atmosphere, an environment like this. We really need to be our brother's keeper. Amen. You know, so I was going to put it into the senior youth forum to say, saints, let's rise to this challenge now. Just as the parents now rise to the challenge when their children give their hearts to the Lord, to start treating them a little bit differently. Now to start taking them not just as my son, but as my disciple. Not just as my daughter, but as my lamb that I need to lead and feed. You know, the same with each and every one of us in the church here. With these young ones. Like I said in the morning, God didn't allow you to come to the Lord first by mistake. God allowed you to come first and has taught you certain principles. What for? So that you can use that stewardship that's been given to you to minister the same to these young people. And that's not just the responsibility of the Sunday school teacher or the youth leaders. That's the entire church's responsibility to watch over these lambs and to give them the best opportunity that we can. Amen. So they can grow in the Lord. So they can follow in the footsteps. Like we said, so they can take the baton and they can become the next generation. Amen. And I'm sure every single one of us have a heart to do that. But like Brother Daniel preached, be a doer of the word. Amen. Not just a hearer. The man who looks in the mirror then doesn't do any, doesn't get the blessing. But the person who looks in the mirror, remember you're speaking about the ministry of the mirror. Allow the mirror to minister to you and you're going to see my tie is not straight. And the mirror will minister blessing to you. Then you can straighten your tie. Each and every one of us, friends, whatever the word says we should be and do in a season like this, let's be doers of the word. And God will bless us in the things that we do. So let's stand, saints. Thank you for your patience. If we just ask Brother David, you could give these out to the young people that accepted the Lord. Who accepted the Lord or wants to be baptized, please take one of these. I put them also on the youth forums if anybody wants to have a look as a PDF. Thanks, Brother, if you can just give them out to the whoever wants them. Put it in your Bible. So I couldn't staple. I lost my stapler when he moved house, the big one. So stick it in your Bible because it might fall apart a bit. We We ask Brother George to come. Let's sing a little bit, saints. And then we'll just, who can we ask to come and pray? Brother George, you pray for us after. You pray for these young ones. So friends, saints, this week, Wednesday is a Bible study focusing on our young ones. Friday we'll come for special prayer to really seek the Lord's blessing on next Sunday's water baptism. We wanted to ask the trustees if they could help us this week as well. It's not so nice baptizing people in the car park, saints. I would say, could we not try to find a better place? Even have to hire a place? Is there no church could let us use their baptism pool? Or, you know, I don't know. I just really want to ask the trustees, bruh. It's not that easy to find a good place, bruh. If people can find a place, if someone has a place to recommend, it would be great. But I think it would be a really nice thing. Because when you do it properly, Summer, then everyone can be there to see what's being done. The way we do it here, I think it's not quite the best. We had to do it like that because we used to do it in the church, but then we couldn't fit the pool in anymore. But you'd really put it to the trustees, deacons, if you could help us on that. And then we'll announce it for next Sunday afternoon, wheresoever it is that we're going. Yeah. To be a sanctuary,
Jesus,
pure and
holy,
tried and true,
with thanksgiving,
I'll be a a faster one. I can see people are tired. Let's sing I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. That was dragging, not Brother George dragging, everyone else. All of us were dragging, so let's finish with this one.
Amen.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning. Bow our heads. If you do desire something before the Lord, saints, just lift it up in your heart, lift up your hand to the Lord and say, Jesus, you know my desire. You might be a young person saying, Lord, I don't want to lose the momentum, Lord. Help me to go from this place. Let me walk in the principles of your word. Let me be faithful to you because you're so faithful to me. But George.
Father, we thank you so much, Lord. Father, for Lord, this blessed day you've given unto us, Lord. Father, Lord, I believe, Lord, you prescribed this service, Lord, even upon this day. Father, you want this extra service, Lord, that, Lord, you can reach, Father, to the hearts of our young people, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, for some of us, our young children, oh God, and Lord, the greatest thing that we could ever desire, Lord, is to see Father, another soul accepting Christ.
Amen.
Lord, Father, and entering into the waters of baptism.
Yes, Lord.
Fulfilling, Lord, Father, your first teaching, Lord, when you said, oh God, unless a man be born again, he cannot see. And Lord, you stressed and emphasized and said, unless he be born of water and then of spirit, he cannot enter.
Amen.
Oh, to think, oh God, Father, Lord, if we haven't gone through those steps, if we haven't followed the prerequisites, oh God, we can't even be raptured, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we can't enter into your kingdom, Lord. Father, we are then a castaway. Lord, we are just nothing, Lord Savior. Then what, Lord Father, was the purpose of your death? What was the purpose of your blood, oh God? Father, Lord, we, Lord, rule it out as void, oh God.
Amen.
But Lord, we'd say, God forbid. Lord Father, you, Lord, died for us, Lord, that, Lord, today we can understand and relate, Lord, with these things that are being ministered now.
Yes, Lord.
For, Lord, it's not only to our children, it's to us as well, oh God.
Amen.
Father, Lord, to the brother that has been there for a season, Lord, Father, and is just living a generic life, Lord, just doing things, Lord, Savior. Father, just following, Lord, rules and regulations, oh God. There's no more life as our brother was preaching, oh God.
Amen.
He's living by the letter, oh God, and living, Lord, by the Spirit, oh God.
Amen.
Father, we are asking your grace even upon this day. Lord, even I have my hand up, oh God.
Yes.
For Lord, I just want, Lord, Savior, to have that fresh, Lord, experience again.
Amen.
Lord, when I decided to follow Jesus, oh God,
yes,
when Jesus was so real in my life, oh God,
amen,
that, Lord, I changed, as our brother said, Lord, that atmosphere, oh God. Lord, I changed, Lord Savior, my dwelling place, oh God.
Amen.
Father, when people came looking, Lord, for the old man, Lord, they couldn't find me, Lord Savior.
Amen.
They, Lord Savior, rang the doorbell. And Lord, they asked for me, not realizing they were speaking to me, Lord, because there was a change in my life, Lord.
Amen.
There was a big change within my life, Lord. Amen. Savior. Oh, how can we deprive, Lord, Father, our young ones, Lord, Father, to such an experience, oh God.
Amen.
Oh, Father, it's a lack of love, a love for your things, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord,
it's a lack of desperation, Lord, Savior.
Oh, Lord.
We ask your grace today. We ask your mercy, Lord, Savior.
Amen.
These things, Lord, the pastor, Lord, has separated himself from his family, Lord, taking his time, spent all day even amidst this place, Lord, emphasizing and emphasizing, oh God. Lord, I believe, Lord Savior, this is what you want.
Oh,
this is what the Holy Ghost wants, Lord Savior.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we've come this morning and heard our brother preach, Lord,
hallelujah,
about the matchless Jesus, oh
Amen.
God. Oh, the eternal one, Lord Savior, the immortal one, Lord Savior,
yes, Lord,
preparing, Lord, the hearts of your people, Father, to enter into the waters of baptism, Lord Savior God. What a blessed God we have. Lord, you said you would give us pastors after your own heart. When we look at our pastor, Lord Savior, oh Father, who would, Lord Savior, not want a pastor like that, Lord?
Oh, Lord.
Father, even within, Lord Savior, the beliefs that we believe, Lord, Lord, many are privileged in this way. And we are grateful, we are thankful, Lord Savior, oh, that he has, Lord Savior, oh, the sheep at heart, Lord. He has your children at heart, Lord Savior. And he desires, Lord Savior, oh, to see these things through, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, we pray for each and every one, Lord Savior,
yes,
oh, that's made that commitment, Lord, even
yes,
upon
Lord,
the season, Lord Savior God. Oh, bless them, Lord, visit them, Lord Savior, even in their dreams, visit them, Lord, in all that they do, Lord Savior.
Yes,
oh,
Lord,
bless, Lord, even their homes, Lord, that their
Amen.
Parents, Lord, may just create, Lord, that atmosphere, Lord Savior, that would invite the comforter within it, Lord Savior,
Amen.
To minister, Lord Savior, even
yes,
these
Lord.
Notes, Lord, that the pastor has shared with us, oh God.
Oh,
we could go through these things, Lord, Father, for Lord an eternity, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Oh Father, and more people were coming, Lord. These are the same principles, Lord,
Amen. Yes,
that we stood by, Lord Savior,
Amen.
And we want to stay identified with
yes,
them, oh God.
Lord.
Bless us now, Lord, even as we part, Lord Savior.
Please,
let
Lord.
Us, Lord Savior, today, tomorrow, the next day, and the next day, oh Father, until, oh God, we would come again. Lord, keep our hearts within these things, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
For it's essential, Lord. Lord, it's, Lord Savior, oh Father, oh God, such an importance that we follow these, oh Father, ways that thou hast set, Lord Savior,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Bless our pastor, restore virtue unto
Please,
him, Lord,
Lord
Savior. Bless, Lord, his good wife,
Amen. Give her grace and virtue, Lord Savior.
Please, Lord.
Oh, Jehovah, you that restore all things, oh God.
Amen.
Father, Lord, I believe when your children come before thee and your angels are listening, Lord, and we just mentioned that principle of restoration, oh God. Amen. Father, our sister, where she is, Lord Savior, oh, her voice, Lord Savior,
Amen.
Oh, is already restored, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Her health is restored, Lord
yes,
Savior.
Lord. Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Father, she's up and about, Lord Savior,
Amen.
And desiring, Lord, to continue on, Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Anyone, Lord, in that condition, Lord, thinking of our brother Cheston, Lord,
Amen.
Thinking of brother Mazua, Lord Savior,
Amen.
Oh, restore grace and virtue
Peace,
unto
Lord.
Them, Lord.
Amen.
Restore strength, Lord, unto them, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, they've, Lord Savior, put their lives, Lord, Father, even, Lord Savior, under hard conditions, Lord,
yes.
Father, to bring this word forth unto
Amen.
Us, Lord. Help us now that we, Lord, by love, Lord Savior, and instruction, mothers and fathers, Lord, pastoring their children in the way that
yes,
they can,
Lord.
Following,
yes, Lord.
Lord, these precepts, oh God. Father, just, Lord Savior, to see a soul come to Christ, oh God.
Amen.
Oh, the greatest, Lord Savior, thing that we could ever desire. Oh, the saving of the lost, oh God.
Yes,
Father, we know there's other people, Lord Savior, that may not be here now, Lord Savior. But Lord, Father, I believe, Lord, Father, when we come to next week, Lord,
yes.
Father, there'll be another soul that you will just slip in, Lord Savior, in the quietness of things, oh
yes,
God.
Lord.
Oh, Father, then we would say, but where did that one come from?
Amen.
Lord, and we would remember, Lord Savior, that you said, Lord Savior, you are God and you are in charge of all things, oh God.
Amen.
And you shepherd, Lord, Father, our lives, oh God. Even those saints, Lord, that Lord Savior desired to come back and came forth for prayer.
Amen.
Oh, Father, we just send, Lord Savior, the Holy Ghost, Lord. We
Amen.
Send, Lord Savior, oh, Father, oh, precious Savior, that Holy Ghost to arrest their souls, oh
yes,
God.
Lord.
Give
yes,
them
Lord.
No comforts, oh God.
Amen.
Bring them into the fold.
Yes.
Oh, it wouldn't please us to know, Lord Savior, that we are gone, Lord Savior. And we would ask, Lord, Father, Lord, maybe in that dimension, where's this brother, where's this sister?
Amen.
And we would hear they didn't make it, oh God.
Lord.
Oh, Father, we would pray endlessly, Lord, for their souls, Lord. We pray endlessly for their lives. Drive them back to the flock,
Amen.
Lord. Drive them back, Lord, whatever it takes, oh God. Give them no peace, oh God, until, Lord Savior, they are here with us, oh God.
Amen.
Then we are ready to go. But whilst we have time, help us, Lord, to push, Lord, and be submissive to the word that is coming after word.
Yes.
Father, bless us now as we part. Give genuine mercies to all the saints. Give grace unto all
Amen.
The brethren. Give restoration to all, we pray. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, saints. God bless you richly, saints. Let's dismiss with that one. We're going to take all our little ones with us. Amen. And God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Until we meet, may the Lord bless you.
For our Father has them in mind.
Yes.
Some are weak and some are feeble. Others may not feel they're able.
Can I just say something? You know, I put that song from the camp onto my status on WhatsApp. And Sister Megan, Nurse Sister Megan from Bible Way, the sister with the red hair, visits us from Vancouver. She sent back to me and said, ah, I was so blessed by this rendition of the song. It was actually written by Brother Biskel. She said, send me the whole song. I'm going to send it to Brother Biskel. He'll be blessed. So I sent her the whole song. I said, it's amazing. You know? Yeah.
Amen. Thank you for that blessing. Oh, yes.
We will not leave our little ones behind.
Oh,
for our Father has